This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let's be glad because we have a new Pope. I never thought. Who would ever think that we would live long enough to see a Pope from the United States? Amazing, amazing. I was grateful to be around when Pope John Paul I was chosen from Poland. So proud of a Polish Pope now, a fellow American who is also American in other ways, served in Peru as a South American missionary. And he took the name Leo XIV, Robert Cardinal Francis Prevost, from Chicago and a White Sox fan. Isn't it amazing? And it's interesting, of all the popes that have been around since I was born, Pope Leo is the youngest of all the popes. All the popes I've ever been under were always older than me. So maybe I should call him not Holy Father, but Holy Brother. So it's exciting that we are in this time, a first in 2,000 years. It's interesting that after speaking to the people and giving his blessing to the people and to the world, hopefully he was celebrated Mass with the cardinals, who are representative of all the family of the world. And he began by sharing some thoughts with them, and then he took some time, quality time, to listen to them, to hear from them what's uppermost in their hearts and minds as we speak about the church we love and the people we serve. He took the name Leo, which means lion, but I think our shepherd, is more a lamb than a lion. He's got gentleness, kindness, eagerness to listen, ability to use his gifts so that we others may come to know the love of God. What a great beginning in this Jubilee year of hope. So close to home, happy Mother's Day, moms. The sun is shining, the Lord loves you, and we love you too. And where would we be if it weren't for our moms? For those who are like mothers to us, who share their gifts of nurturing, of being present, of being who they are. Like an old saying goes, God can be everywhere at all the time, so he also calls on mothers to share in that process. Many a mother are an example of God's love. Many a mother are willing to do almost anything to communicate their love to their children. What a gift that you are. We are grateful to God. And what a blessed day today, not only to gather here as God's family, the people of God, we're here to celebrate God's love for every one of us. Like a mother's love, like a father's love, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. And Jesus reminds us that he is our Good Shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. What good news! We're not only known by God for who we are, we're loved by him, and he calls us by name. I know my own, and my own know me. Have you ever noticed how our lives are filled by numbers? The government knows us by our tax number. The state knows us by our driver's license number. The bank knows us by our bank account and by the last four digits of your Social Security code. Sometimes I wonder if anybody knows that we have a name. The good news is, with Jesus, we're more than a number. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. A mother of eight children was once asked if she had any favorites. She replied, "Yes, I have favorites. I love the one who is sick until she is well again. I love the one who is in trouble until he is safe again. And I love the one who is farthest away until he comes home." Jesus said that's what the Good Shepherd is like. He is our divine parent whose love never stops loving. A parent whose love never stops giving up on us. Okay, we may stop loving God, but the good news is our God will never stop loving you and me. Never. We may run away from God, but we will find that our legs are too short. So, God is out on every road where, like sheep, people get themselves lost. So, who needs a shepherd? I do. You do. We all do. Young, old, in between. Someone to keep us from danger. Someone to keep us on the path of life and love. I'm told that without a shepherd, sheep will sometimes walk right off the cliff while grazing. And the symbol of the shepherd is the crook, which is also the symbol of the bishop when he comes to visit us. And the crook is used to rescue sheep from their own unawareness and danger, to bring him in so that way they'll be safe. Thanks be to God we have that shepherd, the good shepherd, who knows each of us by name, who loves us as the only one to love, and who reminds us he's going to bring us home. What proof does he do? He is willing to lay his life down as the Lamb of God, so we may have life with him forever. So, look around. He's on all the roads where we go. And listen closely. He's calling you and me by our name.